The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
You can rely on Hashem because He knows exactly what we need in this world and the world to come. Shalom. We were talking about how much we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because He knows exactly what's good for us, what's not good for us. So we were talking about primarily about the physical world. There's also the part of the spiritual world. And He knows what's good for us in Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. Hashgiach Volbe used to say that just like there's laws of nature in the physical world, which Hashem set up, there's also spiritual laws of nature. And the laws of nature mean whenever a person does a mitzvah, it has a beneficial effect for him eternally. Many mitzvahs, it says, if you boil mazeh, we say in the morning, Eilu Zom Shalchum Teim, say in boil mazeh. So, the whole over there, Kiva of the Aim, Yes Chasadim, Talmud Torah. Kamuvan, with this in mind, something to appreciate that Hashem added this facet to our life, the spiritual facet, which is something unique to Klal Yisrael. When we get up in the morning and we make a bracha, Shaloi Sani Goy, we have to be full of excitement that the most choshev goy in the world doesn't have the ability to change anything in the world. He can do his things, but it doesn't change the way Hashem interacts with the world. Sometimes there's a shliach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make things better, make things worse. We are different. We are the Bonim Hashem Elokeinu. Supposing Yishayo, Ani Hashem Elokecha Melamedcho Lehoyil Adjichecho V'Derech Telech. I'm teaching you how to do things that have to Elis, that have value. And I guide you in the way to go. Hashem knows what brings us to Olam Haba, and not only does He know it, but He shared it with us. He gave us the ability to do it. You have people all over the world are spending their whole lives trying to find what the truth of life is and what life is all about. And they never get anywhere. The whole Sefer Kuzari was written about that, about this. Sadi, not that Sadi was the king of Kuzar, that wanted to do the right things and kept on getting a dream. My secha, the tzayin chorotzu, your intent is good, but my secha in a ritzu, you're not doing the right acts. Like we said, the acts that are good are acts that Hashem set up. It's not up to everybody to decide. If you do the mitzvahs, wonderful. If you don't, terrible. We are the ones that were zeicha to benefit from this. We are the ones who are given clear cut, like we said, Majichecha Lahoil, the exact way to do things properly. And we have a suffix we can ask Hashem and find out what is the true Ratzon Hashem. We don't have to be like the goyim that spend the whole life pondering, what does Hashem want from me? But yes, everything's clear cut. If it's not clear cut, we always have are above and the Gedolim to turn to.
Kol HaLashon.
And with that in mind, it's just a beautiful, uplifting feeling that not only was it created by Hashem, but He gave me the whole Mahalach, how to go through life in the best possible fashion. You know, the Ramban, famous Ramban in Parshas Bo says, that the most important thing in our belief is to realize that nothing is mikra, nothing just happens. That we are subjects of constant nisim nistoyim. We do mitzvahs, we dive into Hashem, it changes things. We're not looking for nisim niglim, not looking for kriyas yamsuf. And certain things we can change. If someone's arm was chopped off, chas v'shalom, won't grow back. But we were empowered with the Koich HaTefillah and the Koich HaMitzvahs that it changed the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon all of us, myself and all Klal Yisrael. This is something to realize that how fortunate we are and how much we are under Hashem's special Hashgacha, more than everybody else. That's what Rambam says. Are we supposed to live with that feeling that I'm living with Nisim Nistorim constantly? And the truth is, Anshei Knesset Gedolah put that into a tefillah of Moedim. When we say Moedim, Anachnu Loch, and Yisech Shebechol Yom Imanu. How could Anshei Knesset Gedolah have every Jew say it for the next thousands of years? We're making a statement that Nisim every day. They knew for sure that every Jew will have Nisim every day. If it's not true, so you can't say it. You say it when it happens. We see from Anshei Knesset Gedolah, who wrote a Beruach HaKodesh, that every one of us has Nisim every single day of his life. And these are the Nisim. The Nisim are, if you put a more effort into our tefillahs, put a more effort in our limnatayah, into our mitzvahs, it brings the special Siyat HaShemayim. Those are the Nisim that we're living with. Chas v'shalom, another way around, but we're focused on the good way. And Baruch Hashem, we see Klal Yisrael have so much Siyat HaShemayim. I was just talking to somebody, he said, he remembers just a few years ago, looking towards the 38 from our neighbor, there was just hills. And now there's thousands and thousands of apartments. Yes, Hashem, there are going to be tens of thousands. So spread out and grow and strengthen one another. So that's what we're saying today. To recognize and feel, articulate, that look at this. Hashem knows exactly what's good for me. And He set up the laws of nature, the physical nature and the spiritual nature, and He handed them over to me to use properly. If I do things properly, He's going to be with me even more and more than now. He finishes the pasuk, it's Asher Yev Hashem Yuchiach Go'ovah Ben Yitzah. Sometimes even we have unpleasant things, it's not a reason for us to be deterred. Because the one who loves, Hashem gives his rebuke to. Just like a father does to his son. But the goal is, if it's a good father, not just a father that's upset and letting his frustrations out on his children. The father cares about his children. Even when he's giving teichocha, it's for the goal that we should, the child should best and be more beratzen, more favorable in each other's eyes. Should be zeichab, appreciating the pleasant things, the special schuchas that we have. The recognition that Hashem knows exactly what's good for us. And not only that, He revealed to us what's good for us. Like I said, rely on Hashem, focus on the things that He really set up for us to give us only good. And even if we have unpleasant situations in the Hashem, that will eventually bring to the Ovel Ben Yiltze, that we'll be favorable in Hashem's eyes.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.